Day 11, Conviction. Last week, the prayer focus was for a revival of the Holy Spirit amongst believers. Today, we look to a primary work of the Spirit, conviction of sin. And when He, the Holy Spirit, is come, He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on Me, John 16:8-9. Ultimately, there can be no salvation in Jesus without the Holy Spirit. He, the Holy Spirit, is the one who convicts us of sin. He, the Holy Spirit, is the one who puts the love of God in our hearts. He, the Holy Spirit, is the one by which we can truly say as loyal subjects, Jesus is Lord. In writing his second letter to the Corinthians, Paul rejoiced in their sorrowful response to his first letter, a letter which pointed out the various sins that needed to be addressed. But Paul's rejoicing was not that his readers were grieved in the flesh, but rather grieved in the Spirit. And by being grieved in the Spirit, salvation can come. For godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret, whereas worldly grief produces death, he wrote in 2 Corinthians 7:10. Notice the progression that leads to salvation. Godly sorrow, repentance as a result of godly sorrow, salvation secured by repentance, and finally, the effect of repentance is never regretted. Why is there no regret in salvation? Salvation brings us back to the original purpose of our creation, which is to, quote, glorify God and enjoy Him forever, end of quote. Prayer focus for today, we need a revival to the Holy Spirit's conviction of sin in this world. Pray earnestly for a conviction of sin on those lost. Pray for them to experience a godly sorrow over the sin they indulge. Pray they would follow that conviction unto repentance. In Jesus' name.